What you mean, short? That's what they call it?
Yeah, you ever hear of a sharp shooter?
No.
Okay, well, that's one thing they call it. That's what Henry called it, a sharp shooter. Okay, now, he was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
And the people dressed in black are, that you say there.
Now, another thing in this section I want to call, now that you brought this up, the wake was a term used among Negroes,
mm-hmm.
but not among whites. It said that the parlor would be open for the viewing of the body at such and such a time, from such and such an hour. The wake was never used among white people. You knew that, huh?
Okay. Well, now, well, not necessarily now. The other people in Slidell, I was in Slidell, and the man I was interviewing...
Not in this section.
...was going to a wake. Okay.
And you read the New Orleans papers, and you go through the death notices, and you'll notice when they mention wake, it's Negroes, you know,
okay.
You know.
Now, anybody who gets... You say they're in... The people in black, they're...
In mourning.
Well, if a woman lost control, all the women would lose control and they might start...
Get hysterical.
Yeah.
Cry.
Okay.
You don't see that anymore.
Start what? Start... You say they start...
Swooning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Faking
on. Faking.
Okay.
But that's out of date, so nobody does it anymore.
Somebody might ask you on an average day, how are you feeling?
Oh, pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay, what would that mean?
Well, I mean, I was felt fairly good.
Yeah.
Not exactly, my spirits were not too high, but they weren't too low either. You understand? Just about on.
In other words, your whiskey cabinet was empty.
Yeah.
No, your spirits. That's what, when you say that, that's what, I guess, you got to pick a lot of that. Somebody said that to me recently. If somebody's troubled, you might say to them, oh, it'll come out all right. Just don't worry. Don't worry. That disease that would make your skin or your eyes turn yellow?
Jaundice.
And you get a pain down here. What was that?
Appendicitis.
And when you eat something that don't agree with you, it make you...
Well, it could have had many effects. It could give you diarrhea. It could give you stomach ache, belly ache. You could belch.
Or you
gas,
could
vomit.
Okay, or...
Puke, some of you.
Kind of a crude way of saying that.
Yeah.
Say puke. Okay. He'd make you sick. Sick where?
Sick in your stomach.
Sick in your stomach. Now, you might invite somebody over to see you, to come over and see you, and you wanted to tell them that you would be disappointed if he doesn't come. You might say, now if you don't come, I want you to come. If you don't come, what?
I can't, right now I can't figure that one out.
If you don't come, I what? Any sort of way you'd have answering that, you know? Talking to somebody.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Now, you come on over, or...
Well, if you can't come over, let me know. It would be one way.
Now... Anytime you can come over, I'll be
glad to see you.
Okay.